This is Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, listener supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. This edition of Singing and Other Sins will focus on a recent release of music of Virgil Thompson. I'll tell you about him after we hear some of his songs.
Alabama, 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 Alabama.
That was a set of short one-line poems by Kenneth Koch, composed by Virgil Thompson in 1959. The baritone was Thomas Beglaranza with the soprano Kristen Watson. The Boston Modern Orchestra project was conducted by Gil Rose. Virgil Thompson was born in Missouri in 1896, studied at Harvard, and with Boulanger in Paris, where he met all the famous people of the period, Cocteau, Stravinsky, Satie, and the composers of Les Six. When he returned to the U.S., he was the music critic for the New York Herald Tribune. He could write words. He wrote 8 books, as well as music. By the way, the question for tonight's quiz, who wrote the words to Thompson's operas? Go to hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins for your entry. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we're hearing a recent release of songs and orchestral music of Virgil Thompson on the BMOP sound label. The letters stand for the Boston Modern Orchestra Project, which is the orchestra you'll hear in a Thompson piece called A Solemn Music, written in 1961.
Thank you.
interesting music. It's a fact that Virgil Thomson's music isn't performed a lot. I've never heard that piece. A Solemn Music. It's on the recent release BMOP Sound, with the Boston Modern Orchestra project conducted by Gil Rose. We'll now hear Thomson's 1964 composition, The Feast of Love, featuring Thomas Meglieranza, who sang a recital a few years ago at Orvis Auditorium here on Oahu.
Tomorrow, all tomorrow. Spring singing, spring singing in spring. Lovers love and all birds mate under spring's warm rain. Diana's woods unbind their hair. Tomorrow shall all know love. The unknowing shall know as well as the knowing. She who loves coupling lovers has made them myrtle tents, and under bird-filled trees leads dance with song. Tomorrow all shall love, Venus commands. All shall love tomorrow, all who have never. Warmth clusters blush, and swelling buds burst open. Starlit globes of heavenly moisture tremble, hesitate, explode. By dawn, the virgin vests are all undone. As Venus tears their robes away and purple flowers burst into flame, the shameless rose, glowing like gems and fire, from out its moistened sheath reveals her hidden splendor. Venus brings to thy wood maidens of no less modesty than thine. Absence thyself tonight, shed no beast's blood. She would invite thee, wert thou less chaste. For 3 nights wouldst thou hear their festive sound, as joyful companies traverse thy glade. All night they dance to celebrate the spring, with braided garlands and with myrtle boughs, with Ceres and with Bacchus, god of song. Venus triumphs in Diana's wood. Love is for all tomorrow. Tomorrow the unknowing and the knowing know love. Tomorrow remembers the union primeval, when fluid from Zeus shot through the foam to beget among rearing seahorses Dione out of the sea. Love shall find all tomorrow. Tomorrow the unknowing as well as the knowing shall love. And now from out the clouds of spring, rain fills the lap of our mother earth, then moves through sea and sky and back to the land for feeding all. Venus, who governs all, on land or sea, has give each living thing a fecund seed. Commanding all to love and to give birth. Venus's voluptuous ways people the countryside where love was born, a country boy. There love doth multiply the herds. Bulls rest with cows on yellow broom. Ewes lie in the shade with rams, and singing is neglected by no bird. Where swans call raucously from pool to pool, Tereus's daughter by the poplar sings as if her passionate sweet song were all of love, not of her sister's death. She sings, not I, my voice is lost. Oh, when shall the soaring swallow mount again? Oh, glance at me, Apollo, lest I remain forever mute, a ruin on the plain. Tomorrow all know love, love knows all tomorrow. Spring singing, spring singing in spring, lovers love and all birds mate under spring's warm rain. Diana's woods unbind their hair. Tomorrow shall all know love, the unknowing shall know as well as the knowing. She who loves coupling lovers has made them myrtle tents, and under bird-filled trees leads dance with song. Tomorrow all shall love, Venus commands. All shall love tomorrow, all who have never loved.
That was baritone Thomas Megliaranza with the Boston Modern Orchestra Project conducted by Gil Rose. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, featuring the recent release of vocal and instrumental music of Virgil Thompson. Speaking of the latter, we'll hear his 1962 composition called A Joyful Fugue.
Thank you.
I hope you had some fun in Virgil Thompson's Joyful Fugue, performed by the Boston Modern Orchestra Project, conducted by Gil Rose. In the American art song world, Virgil Thompson is best known for his Songs from William Blake of 1951.
Awake, awake, my little boy. Thou wast thy mother's only joy. Why dost thou weep in thy gentle sleep? Awake, thy father does thee keep. Those feet in ancient times walk upon England's mountains green, and was the holy Lamb of God on England's pleasant pastures seen? And did the countenance divine shine forth upon our clouded hills? And was Jerusalem builded here among these dark satanic hills? Arrows of desire, bring me my spear. Oh, clouds unfold, bring me my chariot of fire. cease from mental fight, nor shall my sword sleep in my hand till we have built Jerusalem in England's green and pleasant land.
That was the set of William Blake poems set by Virgil Thompson and performed on a recent release by Thomas Meglieranza and the Boston Modern Orchestra Project, conducted by Gil Rose. Now for more Virgil Thompson instrumental music. This will be, as much as time allows, of his pictures for orchestra. First, the Seine at night. Listen for the magical ending. Then Wheat Field at noon. Let your inner eye enjoy these instrumental scenes.
Thank you.
The Boston Modern Orchestra Project, conducted by Gil Rose, performed Virgil Thompson's Pictures for Orchestra. First, the Seine at night, then Wheatfields at noon. We have time for his Sea Piece with Birds. Evocative music, no? The Boston Modern Orchestra Project, conducted by Gil Rose, performed Virgil Thompson's Sea Piece with Birds. I hope you've enjoyed this recent release of Virgil Thompson music, songs, and instrumental music on the BMOP label. Now for the answer to tonight's quiz. Gertrude Stein wrote the words to Thompson's operas. Gertrude Stein is the answer. Don't forget to visit hawaiipublicradio.org/singinganothersins to read about the art song contest. I'm Gary Hickling. Aloha.